All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. You can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, we have an extremely tight race to decide the winner of the National League West. With less than a month to go and the 2018 MLB season, only a game separates the Los Angeles Dodgers, Arizona Diamondbacks, and Colorado Rockies for the top spot in the division. This past weekend saw the Dodgers take 3 out of 4 from at home from the Diamondbacks, while the Rockies split their 4-game set against the San Diego Padres. Now, all three of these teams have tough schedules remaining. You look at the Dodgers, they have road series versus the Rockies, St. Louis Cardinals, Cincinnati Reds, and Diamondbacks. You look at Arizona, they have 10 games remaining versus the Dodgers and Rockies, not to mention series with the last two World Series champions in the Chicago Cubs and Houston Astros. You look at Colorado. They have their fair share of games remaining with the Diamondbacks and Dodgers, a combined 13 to be exact. All three of these teams have their flaws. And for me, it's just going to be a matter of who gets hot in that final week of the season. The Dodgers need Kenley Jansen to get back on track, of course. He had to miss some time with the irregular heartbeat, got off the medication, and he was able to save a few games versus the Diamondbacks. He had been a little shaky as he tried to work through things. You look at the Dodgers, where would they be right now without the contributions of Max Muncy and Matt Kemp in their lineup? And of course, Clayton Kershaw is working his way back from injury. But if you're Dave Roberts, it seems like it's another guy every single night as this team just goes out there and they're trying to make plays to win right now. You look at the Diamondbacks. Paul Goldschmidt is having another Paul Goldschmidt-type season in the middle of their lineup. David Peralta has been solid. And then, of course, they picked up Eddie Escobar from the Minnesota Twins earlier this year. Zach Greinke is leading this rotation. You look at the strong bullpen with the likes of Brad Boxberger and Archie Bradley. Granted, they didn't show that strength this weekend after giving up several walk-off wins in favor of the Dodgers. Then you look at the Rockies. You look at that lineup with Nolan Arenado, Charlie Blackmon, and Trevor Story, who is really stepping up this year. But Colorado's bullpen has been shaky throughout the season, and you have to wonder if it's going to come back and bite them in the derriere between now and the remainder of the regular season. Like I said, I think this comes down to the wire, and I think I'm going to give the Dodgers the edge just for the simple fact that they've been there and done that. And don't get me wrong, all three of these teams made the playoffs last year. But like I said earlier this season, the Diamondbacks and the Rockies had the opportunity to put the Dodgers away in the first half of the season when they were going through their struggles, and they could not do it. And the Dodgers have found a way to fight, scrap, and claw and get back into this thing. And in spite of all of their injuries, the Dodgers are right there. And like I said, they keep finding a way to win these games and keep it close. But I think, you know, regardless of the fact that I said the Dodgers are going to win, I think this is still going to be a very, very, very interesting race coming down the stretch. Just because the Dodgers win, it doesn't mean, or I feel that the Dodgers will win the division, it does not mean that the Diamondbacks and Rockies won't be postseason bound, because all three of these teams, they're right in the mix for the divisional race, but they are also right in the mix to grab one of those wild card spots in the NL. But this is what it's all about. Pennant fever. You want to get people in those stands. You want to bring the excitement. And nothing brings out the excitement in the fan base like a divisional race. And I think it is good that all of these teams are going to be facing each other over the last month of the season. Because you know what? No excuses. No scoreboard watching. Go out there and win. And the better team will do that. So buckle up, folks, because this is going to be an interesting, and I mean a very interesting race between the Diamondbacks, Rockies, and Diamondbacks coming down the stretch in the NL West. So, folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.